Improving the way your business operates does not have to be complicated. Most of the team members know where things slow down, where mistakes happen, and which tasks take longer than they should to complete. Process improvement is a structured method to achieve this. It helps you look at how work is done, remove steps that add no value, and create a smoother workflow that saves time and reduces errors. When everything is correct, it leads to better results for the business and a less stressful day for the people doing the work. In this guide, we will walk through a simple step-by-step approach that can be applied to any team. Whether you are trying to streamline a single process or improve productivity across the business, these strategies will help you start small, make meaningful changes, and build continuous improvement into your everyday work. What is process improvement? Process improvement is an intelligent way to fix how employees work and get things done in an organization. Instead of guessing what needs to change, you look at the current process, find what slows you down, and make small adjustments that lead to better results. Why is it important for businesses? In business, this is important because even small inefficiencies accumulate. A few extra minutes on a task, repeated every day across a team, can waste a lot of time. When processes are cleaner and easier to follow, work moves quickly, and errors decrease, which means happier customers and lower costs. The following are the benefits that most companies observe when they focus on process improvement. Quicker turnaround times. Less rework and fewer mistakes. Clearer responsibilities and smoother handoffs. Better customer experience. Higher workforce productivity. The goal is simple. The same work should be performed in a better way so that the business grows without adding extra stress or unnecessary steps. Key principles of effective business process improvement. Before you jump into fixing anything, here are the key principles to keep in mind. Start with facts, not with assumptions. It is easy to think that you know the problem, but the data often tell a different story. Look at real numbers, such as time taken, error rates, or customer feedback, before deciding what to change. Focus on what is important to the customer. A process may feel efficient internally, but if it slows down delivery or creates confusion for the customer, it is not working. The best improvements are not only the results but also the internal workflow. Please keep things simple and consistent. Standardizing the steps reduces confusion and makes training easier. When everyone follows the same process, the work becomes more predictable. Involve the people who do the work. Frontline employees usually know problems better than anyone else. Ask for their input, test ideas with them, and let them change their minds. This also increases ownership and buy-in. Improving ongoing habits. Process improvement is not a one-time project. Small, steady changes are more effective than large, disruptive overhauls. Think of progress, not perfection. When these principles are in place, improvement efforts become clearer, smoother, and easier to sustain across the business. Step 1. Map your current processes before making changes. Before you try to fix anything, you really need to know what actually happens. Most teams think they know their process, but once it's mapped out, hidden steps, delays, and handoff issues become obvious. Start by documenting the process from start to finish by using a simple flowchart or swim lane diagram. Talk to the people who start the work, because real workflows are often different from what's written in a company policy. Once the process is done, look for common problem areas like repeated permissions, unnecessary steps, long waiting times, or tasks that get passed. This step gives you a baseline, so you can measure improvement. Mapping the current state may feel slow, but it prevents fixing the wrong problem and makes every next step much easier. Step 2, analyze the problems using continuous improvement tools. Once you understand how the process currently works, the next step is to determine the cause of the issues. Therefore, continuous improvement tools are important. Start by looking at real data, such as delays, error rates, customer complaints, or extra time spent on rework. Then, simple techniques such as the 5 whys or a fishbone diagram are used to dig deeper and understand why the problem occurs. The goal is to separate symptoms from causes because fixing surface-level issues usually means that the same problem returns later. Subsequently, the aspects to be improved first should be prioritized by considering both impact and effort. Focus on changes that remove frustration, reduce waste, and make work easier for the team. A clear analysis prevents you from thinking and ensures that every improvement is based on facts, not assumptions. Step 3, select the right process improvement methodologies. After understanding the root problems, the next step is to choose the right approach to fix them. Not every process requires a large, complex framework. Sometimes, a simple tweak is sufficient, and other times, a structured method is required to handle deeper issues. This is where process improvement methodologies are helpful. Lean focuses on removing waste and creating workflows with fewer unnecessary steps. Six Sigma, often used through the DMAIC approach, is better for problems that require data and accuracy, especially when defects or errors are high. PDCA is a simple cycle, plan, do, check, act, which works well for small, continuous improvements that can be tested quickly. Kaizen takes it a step further by building a culture where everyone contributes small ideas every day instead of waiting for major changes. The key is not to select a methodology because it sounds impressive, but because it fits the size of the problem, the available data, and the readiness of the team. Choosing the right approach ensures that the improvement is practical and prevents overcomplicating the process. Step 4, redesign and develop better processes. Once the cause of the problems is known, the next step is to create a better and simpler version of the process. Focus on removing steps that slow things down or do not add any real value. Look for easy improvements, such as reducing handoffs, combining tasks, or cutting repeated approvals. Ensure that the updated process is clear, easy to follow, and supports key needs, such as quality and compliance. Share the new workflow with the team and confirm that it actually makes their work easier. The goal is to create a smoother process that saves time, reduces mistakes, and is more straightforward for everyone using it. Step 5, implement the changes without stressing everyone out. Once the process is fixed on paper, it must be implemented. Do not change everything in one day because that usually blows up. Start small and test it with a few people to see what works and what does not in real life. Make sure everyone knows why the change is happening, not just do this now, because no one likes random rules. The instructions should be simple so that people are not confused. Even if the update feels easy, provide a little training so that everyone is on the same page. Ask for feedback and actually listen because the people doing the work notice problems more than anyone else. In addition, someone should be assigned to check the progress of the activities to ensure that they do not get forgotten. The goal is not to completely overhaul the system overnight. The goal is to improve the process without stressing the team. Slow and steady make the change stick. Step 6, track the results and keep improving. After the new process is implemented, it should not be forgotten. You must verify whether it is functioning correctly. Look at simple things, such as how long tasks take, how many mistakes occur, or if customers are happier. If nothing has changed, the process needs to be tweaked. Set a regular time to review the results, such as weekly or monthly, so you do not slip back into old habits. Ask the team what is working and what still feels annoying or slow. Small fixes over time are easier than waiting for a big problem to show up again. The goal here isn't to make the process perfect. It is to keep getting a little better, so that work becomes faster and less stressful. Improvement is not a one-time event. It is something that you keep doing so that the business does not get stuck. How process improvement boosts workforce productivity. When processes are messy, people waste a lot of time doing things that are not important. When steps are clear and there is less confusion, everyone gets their work done without feeling drained. A cleaner process also reduces mistakes and rework, which saves time. People are not stuck redoing the same task or waiting for approvals. It also makes the job less stressful because everyone knows what they are supposed to do. Another big win is that teams can focus on real work instead of performing small, pointless tasks. This means more progress in less time. When work feels smoother and people are not constantly frustrated, productivity naturally increases. No extra pressure is needed. Common process improvement mistakes to avoid. Many process improvements fail not because the idea is bad, but because people mess up the basics. One common mistake is attempting to fix everything simultaneously. When you change too much, nobody knows what is going on, and the team gets annoyed. Another major mistake is guessing the problem instead of checking the facts. If you do not have real data, you might fix the wrong thing, and nothing actually improves. Some teams also jump straight to fancy tools or automation, believing that software will magically solve everything. If the process is already broken, automating it will only accelerate the problem. The other issue is the exclusion of people who actually do the work. When decisions are made only by managers, the process usually does not stick because the team never had a say. Finally, many businesses treat improvement as a one-time project. They fix something once and forget about it. Processes slip back into old habits, and the same problems recur. The best way to avoid these mistakes is simple: start small, use real data, involve the team, and keep improving consistently instead of stopping after one change. A tool that makes process improvement easier. If you want to improve the way your team works without overcomplicating things, EMP Cloud is a solid tool to check out. It provides a suite of workforce management tools that can help businesses track work, manage teams, and stay organized in one place, which makes process improvement a lot easier to put into action instead of just planning it on paper. Key features: time tracking, see exactly how work hours are spent so you can improve productivity without guessing. Geolocation tracking, track where your field teams are in real time to keep operations smooth and on schedule. Manage tasks and opportunities, assign tasks, monitor progress, and make sure nothing falls through the cracks. Client management, store client details and track interactions to deliver better and more consistent service. Productivity tracking, get instant insights into how employees are performing so you can fix issues early. Project management, plan and manage projects from start to finish to ensure work gets delivered on time. Data loss prevention, protect important business information with advanced security features. Report generation, access detailed reports that help you make smarter and faster decisions. Conclusion, start small and keep improving. Process improvement is not about making huge changes overnight. It involves taking a clear look at how work happens, fixing the parts that slow everyone down, and building better habits over time. When you map your process, find the real problems, choose the right approach, and roll out changes slowly, the results actually stick. The best part is that any team can perform this. You do not need fancy systems or complicated methods to get started. Small improvements add up quickly and make work smoother, less stressful, and more productive. If you want support along the way, tools like EMP Cloud make the entire process easier by helping you track work, manage teams, and measure progress in real time. The key is simple, do not wait for the perfect moment. Start with one process, make one change, and continue. Continuous improvement becomes a real advantage when it becomes a part of everyday work. FAQs. How do I know which process to improve first? Start with the process that causes the most frustration or delays daily. A good rule is to choose something small but visible so that the team sees quick results and remains motivated. How long does a process improvement project usually take? There is no fixed timeline, but small improvements can show results in a few weeks. More significant changes involving multiple teams may take a few months. The key is steady progress rather than rushing. Who should be responsible for managing process improvements? It does not have to be a senior manager. The best person is someone who understands the process well, communicates clearly, and collects feedback from the team. Some companies create a small improvement group, but it is not required to get started. How often should processes be reviewed after improvements? Check in regularly, every quarter is a good starting point. If the process affects customers or fast-moving work, review it more frequently. The goal is to identify problems before they build up again.